John Gray, talk about you.
Hey, good afternoon, or good morning. This is Mick from RDI. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Mick. How are you? It's Tyler.
Good. I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's Tyler. Been a little while. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Yeah, you know what? More on my end than yours. I've been out of the office for quite some time, so, but I was thinking about Damon. I was like, I got to catch up with him.
Oh, absolutely. He's going to be a little easier to get a hold of now that we consolidated everything.
I would say.
I hope so. It's been a long time coming.
Everything working out? Everyone finding their little lane in the store now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like pulling a Band-Aid and everything. Honestly, they should have shut that other store down years ago. It was just hemorrhaging.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
To get the growing pains out of the way, the commute and all that stuff, everyone, you can feel morale improve.
All right. Eddie's still watching everybody like a hawk, or is he kind of going to take a little bit of a rest?
He finally, I think, took a step back this the last year. We got hit pretty decent up here in Burtonsville, took the wind out of his sails a little bit.
That's right.
He was starting to fade down a little, just in the way of age and stuff. And he's a proud guy. It took him a while to admit it, but he was like, I'm getting too old for this. Surely.
Yeah.
So.
No. I've got parents that are that age, and it's,
Yeah, we got, customers that are younger than him being like, why aren't you retired? We got, he's been doing it for so long, it's what you do,
I totally
still,
get it.
He's still wheeling and dealing. He's making sales in the neighborhood. We've got an appointment set up, I think, for this weekend for some 2-carat or something like that. He's still Eddie.
I like
it. But he's relaxing finally. He's got scruff on his face for the first time in 50 years. You don't even recognize him.
I've never met he or Walt. Well, yeah, I've never met anybody actually face to face. Damon, I remember sending a picture of his dog. He was in the picture. I went, holy crap, you're huge.
absolutely. He's only gotten bigger.
That's probably just too many Snickers bars.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, man. He's better than I do. He's like trying to make weight for Nationals, it feels like.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, by chance, is he around this morning?
He is. Let me see if I can't grab him for you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
No problem. Give me one second.
Morning, stranger.
Hey, how you been?
I've been doing good. How about yourself?
No complaints, really. Just, you have not been off my radar. I have not been legitimately in my office in, about a month.
Oh, really? You sick? Yeah. Health?
No, it was one of these things where it was, a few days before a show, I'm preparing. And, so I'm not on the phone. And then I'm gone for almost a week for the first show for RJO. And then decided not to stay out in Arizona because it went from Arizona one weekend to Colorado Springs the next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than stay out there because I don't really have that many clients in those areas, I just decided to come home. So when you come home, now it's, one day at the office, I'm just trying to catch up with people that got stuff out, and then the next day I'm doing laundry and repacking, and then I go back out, and then I come back, same thing, I'm kind of catching up with everybody that's got stuff, that I'm kind of juggling with, and then had a vacation, my girlfriend and I went down to Hilton Head for a week.
Oh, nice.
So it was just one of those weird anomalies where it was, work for one week out, where I'm meeting people face-to-face. I'm just not on the phones. And prior to that, between consolidating those stores, anytime I'd call, you weren't around. You were obviously very active.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to, to them, I'm kind of the new guy.
Right. Oh, that's right. Nah,
so I didn't want to be like, oh, my God, that guy's calling again. So I was just like, okay, I'll just put it on the back burner for right now.
No, that's good. I'm looking at because we have a different phone book here. There's two different 1-800 numbers. What's 874-8768?
Yep, that's the main
number.
That's
you?
Yep.
Then what's 828-7811?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's 1-800-828. That's not you. Okay.
Yeah, it's not me.
That's not you. That's something hanging down. All right, what's your extension?
118.
See, in my store, I had your stuff on my phone. I don't have my phone
anymore. Oh. Yeah, it's just 118.
118, I guess, right. All right, cool. Yeah, it's just been busy. It's been a lot of gold buying.
That's good.
A lot of diamond stud earrings. You know, the store was a little bit more on the lab slant, and it still does do a lot of lab, and then they kind of mixed it up with a lot of some nostril earrings. Couple engagement rings, actually most of them were pretty easy. Like, it kind of came in. I have a couple, you know, Avi has a little, like, memo box here, but I had a couple couples, older couples, just trying to upgrade, do something nice for themselves, and did a couple stone sales, but it's definitely busier here, and we're starting to get younger couples coming in for the bridal time, so I was thinking about you earlier this week, saying, I haven't heard you from me for a minute, I hope you're not mad, not just because I haven't been busy with you, wise, and then, so they just told me to call, and I was like, funny, because I just had PT this morning, so it's kind of, just got in, it's kind of slow right now. I'm working on my old body. Well, I had that torn tricep. Well, I don't know if I told you. Yeah, I think I did. I kept complaining about my elbow for the last couple of years, telling you I was getting a needle and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I finally got an MRI on it, and it tears in my tricep.
Oh.
The weight really started dropping down. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, man? And then I just kind of wait, and I needle. And then I asked the girl who's needling me, like, should we look for the root cause so I can't stop doing this, you know? Like, is it any kind of rehab things?
Right.
And she's like, no, blah, blah, blah. So when I finally tore it during, like, the summertime working out at Ocean City one week. Really hurt after working out. Like they wouldn't give me, like, a three-day pass. It was only like a three-day-in-a-row pass. So you had to do, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I think I overdid it. And got an MRI and, like, October, and they told me I had, like, two tears.
Oh, wow.
And so they told me how to not work out, not lift. I'm like, well, even if I didn't want to work out in the gym, I got all this stuff I got to lift in my store to clear out the store.
Right.
So I'm like, I had, like, bursa, like, fluid, they were, like, threatening to drain, and here I am trying to, like, help these Spanish dudes move my, like, 5,000-pound safe.
Jeepers.
Instead of having surgery, they gave me this. They told me to go to, like, a rehab, you know, to a physical therapist. First, they told me no, I don't need one because I work out and I know what I'm doing. And I'm kind of like, you know, I still don't know. You know, I know how to bulk. I don't know how to fix the little tiny muscles that I'm wearing out. So the second time I showed up, she said, hey, I think you should go to sports management. I'm like, that's great, because I just met this guy who was training my daughter for lacrosse. I went and saw them, and they're amazing. But I have. They fixed my elbow, which actually was something to do with an old four-wheeler accident, and it was my upper shoulder was cutting the nerve, the signal of strength to the nerves got firing off. Oh, this guy's really good, so we worked on that. Now I have some ankle issue, kind of like my dad, where that tibialis tendon gets real, real sore, and it shoots up my tendon up my shin. It's almost like kind of like a shin splint, but not, you know, just real tender. So they needle it, and we do exercises, but it's still been bothering me. So I was about to give up on it and call a surgeon and say, look, this is not working. And then just the last 2 weeks, they've been doing it since. We're working on my elbow first, and then since the beginning of the year, because this is another issue I've been carrying on for a while, but we've been working on that. That's 3 weeks ago. I was about to say, hey, I'm done.
Can I put you on hold for just a quick moment?
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Frustrated by the internet, be assured, RDI Diamonds does not supply the big guns that eat it.
Hey, Dame.
Yeah.
I got another call that's kind of important.
Yeah,
Can I give you a call
no
right
problem.
Back?
Yeah, you're good.
All right, bye.